This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up? Check it out. Interesting thought for you today. What are the things, projects, activities, etc., that you just feel really, really good about? You know, like, you just feel great about them. You're excited about them. There's enthusiasm, your confidence. And get those images or those areas or activities or things top of mind. If you're doing this correctly, you will find yourself just feeling kind of excited because you're thinking about something that excites you. And it's interesting when I look back and I am objective about the areas or the projects or the people or the things that really worked, a lot of times there's an alignment between what worked and what I was passionate and excited and felt really good about doing versus the things that I felt like I needed to do or should be doing, or it's what other people are doing, yada, yada, yada. I don't feel that great about them. I'm not super excited about them. I'm not motivated by them. And then I find in most cases, those are the things that tend to not work as well as the things that I feel good. This is because we are spiritual creatures. We're spiritual first, spirit first. And there's alignment, and a lot of times there's alignment between the things that we are supposed to do and the things that we actually feel really excited about doing. Not all the time. Of course, there are things that we must do so that we can get to the things that we want to do. I teach, and I've taught this philosophy for several years. There's two types of enthusiasm. There's the enthusiasm that comes from getting to do the things we want to do. Then there's the enthusiasm we create for the things that we must do to get to what we want to on the other side of those things. But I'm talking about a level deeper than that. I'm not just talking about, is it fun or not? I'm talking about, you just feel good about it. I can feel good about something and then still not really, really love doing that thing. Like, okay, I feel great categorically about, you know, cold plunges and working out really hard and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but I don't love the the pain that comes sometimes with actually doing those things. There can be macro enjoyment, even though in the micro, we're like, I just need to push through, right? But the things that we are not feeling good about, they become transactional to us. We're just doing a little bit to get a little bit. We create vulnerabilities because we end up spending our life, wasting our life, a time that we can never get back. And there's only two scenarios at the end of that journey. Like, scenario one is we spend the time, it doesn't work, and then we're bitter because we knew we didn't want to do it, but we did it because we thought we had to, and it still didn't work, and it's bitterness. Scenario two is we got what we wanted and what we needed, but the cost was actually greater than the thing we got. You overpaid for it. We got to be careful not to overpay for certain things. And I think that this is something that's not taught enough. Sometimes we're so focused on like, oh, pay the price, work hard, do this, do that, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't spend enough time thinking through, is this actually something I feel good about at a bigger picture, a bigger level? So I'm just reminding you today, as you listen to Daily Mind Medicine, whoop, whoop, let's go. Fired up on this beautiful Tuesday. Let's think about this. Where are the areas that we feel really good and drawn to and motivated by and a level of excitement around that's deeper than just the transactional, what do I get from it? I just feel great doing the work, doing the thing. And if you're honest, those areas are most likely the areas where if you just invest a disproportionate amount of your time in those, your life will get better and better and better. Adios. Love you. Bye.